You got porn in your pocket, meaning anywhere, anytime, all day long.
And Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes.
What do you have to do? What lengths do you have to go to? Whatever it is, get it out of your life. Stop it.
You fight it as though your very life were threatened, which it is.
But it's not about fighting by yourself. It's about fighting with brothers who are right there with you. And I am one of them. We are in this together because this is Fight Club.
All right, bro. This is where it gets real. This is where it's a legit fight. We're not just talking in abstracts and in like, this is what you do, you know, when you get to that point. No, today is the day. You're fighting, and so am I. So let's get into it. First of all, I just want to say, good work, bro. Good work being here, man. The fact that you're watching this or listening to this right now is such a sign that you want to win. That is huge. Celebrate that. Don't let that just pass by and be another thing that happened today. No, that's huge. That is a good decision. All of this comes down to how many good decisions and bad decisions you make in a day. And this one right here, well, this one's a good one. So good work. Second of all, let's dig in. This is a battle. This is what we talk about. This is the Fight Club. This is where we get to test our resolve and show what we're really made of. We can fight today. This is an incredible opportunity. Don't think about it as anything else. This is an opportunity to show that you are here to fight and that you can have victory. Let's get into it, man. Let's dig in. Let's fight. Let's go. Man, it gets me pumped up. But I do want to take a second and talk about me for a second and where I'm at, because I never want to do any of these videos or podcasts and be in a place where I'm talking to you like, you know, where you are dealing with one thing and I'm just talking to you from experience, basically. No, I am right here with you. I am in this battle too. And today has been a heck of a battle. Today has been a terrible day, frankly. I have been tempted as much as I've been in a really long time today, and I honestly don't know why. It's just been a weird day. It's been an off couple of days, and I'm super tempted right now. And earlier today, I was on the verge. I was really on the verge of sin. And as I was teetering and going through the stuff that we're going to talk about later today, as I was going through all this, you know, I was like, man, what do I do here? What do I do here? You know, am I going to sin? Am I going to not? And then it hit me. It's like, dude, this is your chance. Do your podcast on this. Do your video on this. This is the real stuff. This is what it's actually like. This is, today is a day of battle. And I am right here in it. And today is actually a Sunday, which is even more interesting. I thinking back, Sundays typically are one of my hardest days, one of the days that I struggle the most in. And today, sitting in church, listening to the sermon, I could not stop being tempted. The lust was overwhelming to the point where I almost left church. Literally, part of the reason for leaving is because I needed to get out. I needed to do something else. I needed to be free of those thoughts. And I was so terrified that they were going to overwhelm me and that I was going to go home and sin. But then at the end of the service, right when that last song came on, the temptations had kind of subsided, but they were burning under the skin. And I got up and I left early. And as I drove home, I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to fail right now? Am I seriously going to drive home and fail? Is that where I am? And then I got home and I was laying on the couch and had made a couple better decisions and wasn't as vulnerable. And then the thoughts came back. Those same images, those same fantasies, stuff from my past that were coming back and haunting me and temptations and images and videos and all of that was in my mind. It was tattooed on the back of my eyeballs. I could see it as clear as day and it was pulling me right back in. And I could tell that I was on the verge. Today was a decision point. This is an inflection point in my journey. Am I going to fail or am I going to have victory? Am I going to conquer this lust? It's today's the day. This is where the decisions are made. This is where the battle is fought. This is where it all comes down to. You can do everything that you want in the lead up to days like today, but these come. Days like today come one way or another. And at a certain point, you got to make a decision. Are you going to fight? Are you going to stand this time? Are you going to do what you need to do to have victory? Whatever it takes, whatever the cost, whatever that means for you? Or are you going to fall once again? Are you going to succumb to the pressures just like you have so many times in the past? Are you going to keep living in your old life and keep doing those things that you are so ashamed of and that you don't want to do anymore? Or is today going to be different? Is today going to be a day where you start having victory? Is today going to be a day where you send a message? You send a message to the enemy, to yourself, to God, to everyone, that you're done, that we're fighting, that this is it. The fact that you're here watching this or listening to this is a sign to me that you want to fight. And I do too. I'm right here too, brother. You're not in this fight alone. I say it 100 times. I'll say it 100 more. You're not in this alone. I'm here right with you. And I am battling today too.
So let's get into it, man, because these temptations are overwhelming to me, and I can feel the pressures, and I feel myself teetering. You know, I can feel myself believing lies and thoughts coming, and it's an onslaught. It's like a mortar shell just coming in constantly and just pounding and exploding all over the place, and it's chaos, and it feels like I'm alone, and it feels like I can just give in, because what's the point? Sometimes, earlier today, I felt that. I was like, what am I actually fighting for? What are we doing here? What's the purpose? And I just want to remind you that, first of all, you know what you're fighting for. Those are thoughts are just lies. Those feelings are just lies. You know that you're fighting for your future. You are fighting for your future wife. You're fighting for your future self. You're fighting for who you are right now, for who you want to be. And most importantly, you're fighting for God. Brother, God expects you to have victory. That is the standard that he holds us to. And if we truly want to be who God created us to be, then we need to have victory today. Today, we need to have victory. And for me, I know that if I were to fail today, that would set me back. That would knock me off track. I would probably end up in a binge. And it would slow down my mission. It would slow down my purpose. And it would pull me further from God. It would pull me further from who I'm supposed to be, who God made me to be. And that's not acceptable. Because every time that I fail, every time I set myself back, I'm damaging the life that God gave me. I'm damaging the body that God gave me. I have no right to do that, but I have an obligation to God to live up to the standard that he sets for me. And that's what I want to do today. So before we get into any more of the, you know, like, why do you need to fight? All that stuff. You're already watching this. I'm sure you're there, but I want to get super practical. What do you do when you are tempted beyond belief? What do you do? What did I do today to get me here? What do I need to do to get to tomorrow without failing? What do you need to do to not fall like you always do? Well, let's start with this. Number one, breathe. Like, legitimately, it sounds stupid, but there is so much power in pausing and breathing. Look, lust is like a train. Like, it's like a freight train. And as it builds steam and it builds steam and it gets faster and it gets faster and it's faster, it gets harder and harder and harder to stop it. But if you can take a deep breath, you can start to take some of the fire out of its engine. You can start to remove some of those coals instead of continuing to feed it. And that train will start to slow down. Because lust wants to get you going quick. It wants to get you making decisions faster than you're realizing that you're making them. It wants to get your engine going. You can't let that happen. So take a deep breath. My favorite breathing exercise to do is, I think it's a military exercise. I don't remember where I heard it. Maybe some psychology podcast or something. But it's called square breathing or box breathing. So you take one deep breath in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. And then exhale for four. And then you hold the exhale for 4 seconds. And then you inhale for four. So it's just inhale four, hold four, exhale four, hold for, and just keep doing that as many times you need to do until your heart rate slows, until your thoughts start to calm down a little bit, until you can start to see the world more clearly, see your decisions more clearly. So just breathe, just breathe. I know every time someone tells me to do that, it bothers me. It pisses me off. It really does. But there's so much power in that. There's so much power in slowing down. Slow everything down. When you take more time, when you slow it down, you give yourself more time to make better decisions. You give yourself more time to assess the decisions that you're making, to assess the feelings that you're having, to assess the lies that you're believing. You're giving yourself time. It's a stall tactic almost. You're saying, okay, I'm clearly not making good decisions right now. So I'm just going to breathe and just give myself a second, give the world a second. Everything's going to slow down. Everything's going to pause. And then I'm going to be able to make my own decisions. Then I'm going to be able to see the world clearly, see what is ahead of me clearly, see my lust clearly. So step one, just breathe. Breathe for as long as you need to breathe. But take some deep breaths. Usually it takes 3 or 4 for me to ever even get into a place, 3 or 4 of those boxes to get into a place where I can actually genuinely assess where I'm at and move where I am and move on to step two. And step two is pray. Now I know it's another thing, another step where, like, honestly, if someone were to say it to me, it would probably piss me off. And I'd be like, come on, man. Like, what? Get practical here. Don't give me this, like, church, you know, speaking from the pulpit bull crap, honestly. But that's not what this is. Look, praying is super important. Number one, it reminds you of what you're fighting for, which is God and being the man that he calls you to be. And number two, you're calling in reinforcements. You're on the front lines of this battle and you're calling back to the command post and saying, send more, send help. We need reinforcements out here. scripture. You are calling on a higher power. You are calling on the power that raised Jesus from the dead. There is nothing in this world more powerful than the Holy Spirit. And that is who you are calling on. And prayer is the way that we do it. It's the vessel that we use to call on the Lord to come and help us. But I want to warn you here. You're not praying, Lord, take this temptation away and it's just going to be gone. That's not going to happen. Don't think that that's going to happen, because you are going to be very disappointed, and that's going to throw you further into sin, because you're going to be like, well, I prayed to God and nothing happened, so clearly it's his fault. No, it's not. God isn't just going to snatch that temptation away from you because you prayed, Lord, take this temptation away from me. No, this is something that is a part of life, and it's a part of growing you. God is allowing this because it grows you, because it encourages endurance, and it shows you how bad your sin is, number one. And number two, it shows you how much you need him, because he is what carries you through. He may not take it away, but he will carry you through it. And number three, it's temptation is a part of life. Like God isn't just going to come in and solve all of our problems in life. God never promised life was going to be easy. You know, it's hard. It's hard to be a Christian. It's hard to live life. At certain times, it is. That's just the honest truth. And so this is an opportunity for us to learn how to deal with the temptation, how to deal with the difficulty, because it's going to be a part of our life for the rest of our life. So let's learn now. But I want to read a verse for you, because I think this idea that God isn't just going to take your temptation away is biblical. It's not saying that, oh, you know, it's a different day and age and God doesn't do that. And, oh, maybe you're not a good enough Christian that you know, God's going to take the temptation away from you. No, he's trying to strengthen you. It's biblical. God, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul, one of the heroes of the faith, one of the most faithful men in all of history, writes this. He says, three different times I begged the Lord to take it away, speaking about the thorn in his flesh. Each time the Lord said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Look, this is an opportunity. This temptation is an opportunity to let God's power show in our lives, to be an example to other people, and to you know, just to win. Like, honestly, this is the thorn in the flesh that God has given us to keep us from becoming proud, to keep us from thinking we can live this life on our own and we can live it however we want to live it. Clearly we can't, because if we do that, we fall into sin every time. So don't think that your prayer should be, Lord, take this sin away, take this temptation away, and that's just going to happen. No, what your prayer needs to be is, Lord, I am broken. God, I come before you today in humility, because the temptation is overwhelming me. The temptation is weighing heavy on me. God, I'm scared that I'm going to sin against you. God, I'm scared that I'm going to start believing the lies more than I believe your truth. God, please help me to remember your truth. God, please help me to fight this in the way that you instruct me to. God, please help me to not get lost in my own desires, in pleasing my own desires, but help for me to seek to please you. Help me to seek to live for you, God. It's that type of prayer is a prayer of strength. It's not a prayer that's gonna save you. It's not a prayer that's gonna take your temptation away. It will save you, obviously. But you need to call on reinforcement. You say, Lord, let the Holy Spirit come. Let's humble my heart enough to let the Holy Spirit come in and do his work within me, God. Change my heart, change my posture. Help for me to learn from this and learn through this, God, and help for me to honor you through this. My prayer whenever I'm tempted is, Lord, help for me to fix my thoughts on you. God, help remind me of what your word says about me, about you, and about that woman right there, the one that I am lusting after. Help for me to not get caught up in the chaos of this lust. Help for me not get caught up in the emotions, in the thoughts, in the feeling, in all of that, God. That is the type of prayer that you pray. And it's also a prayer, like I said in the beginning, of humility, of, Lord, God, I'm broken. God, this temptation is leading me away from you. I recognize that, God. I don't want to be led away from you, Lord. But I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, for me to learn about myself, to learn about my desires, about my temptations, and most importantly, Lord, to learn about your power, to learn about how I can have victory through you. Because yes, he's not going to take it away from you, but like I said, he's going to carry you through. He will carry you through if you use his power. And there's a lot of ways that we do that. We'll get into a couple of them in a minute. But the first one that I want to say, because this is a thought. I mean, I remember my dad saying this to me. He's like, you need to fight temptation on God's power. And I was like, Dad, what does that even mean? And he didn't really, you know, give me like a straight answer at the time. He had it, obviously, but I just wasn't listening for it. So I want to give it to you. This is the most practical way. There's a lot of ways, but the most practical way you fight by God's power is you fight with this. The Bible literally calls the word of God the sword that we use to fight off temptation, to fight off everything. This is our weapon. And the way that we use it is by memorizing scripture. So the scriptures that I love to use are, I'll just quote them to you. The first one is, flee sexual immorality, for you are not your own. You were bought at a high price, so honor God with your body. That is the one that I use the most often. I remind myself of that truth. Yes, it's sort of a paraphrase of scripture. That's okay to do. It's still the truth of God, just in a way that I can easily remember and I can easily use to attack the enemy, to attack all of this lustful temptation, all of these thoughts. I can say, no, flee sexual immorality, for I am not my own. This is not my body. I cannot do whatever I want with this. I was bought with a high price. And that right there reminds me of what Jesus did for me on the cross, reminds me of the price that was paid for my freedom. So for me to go back and put myself back in shackles would be a terrible thing to do. How could I ever do that to myself and to God? And another verse that I love to use is Philippians 4:8, and it says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That is all about your thought life. God clearly cares about our thoughts. He cares about what we are allowing into our mind and what we are fixing our mind on. I love the way that it phrases that. Fix your mind. Look up. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And another one that I love to use is Job 31:1. For I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look upon a young woman with lust. That's a great one. Everything starts with your eyes. That is where this sin starts. Those sorts of verses, and there are hundreds more, by the way, hundreds more. Another one that I love that's not necessarily lust-based, but is still kind of on the subject and helpful to me is in Psalms. It's what David writes. He says, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Any verse like that, it may sound cheesy, but it has power. The Bible says that the word of God is living and active. And when we use it in that way, when we speak truth to the enemy, that is how we use God's power to get victory. And you want to know how I know that works? One, I use it in my own life and it works every single time. It may take 100 times reciting the verses, but it does work. But that is how Jesus dealt with temptation. When Jesus was in the desert, do you know how he dealt with temptation? Every single time, the first thing he did was he recited scripture. He went to the word of God. He went to the truth that is written in this book. And he speaks that to the enemy. He doesn't even use his own wisdom. He was God. And he never, even maybe just for the principle of it, he never used his own words to rebuke the enemy's temptations. He never did that. He used the word of God every single time. Three times he was tempted in the desert, and every single time he used scripture. That is the power of God. That is a practical way that you can fight this off. If a thought comes you don't like, Philippians 4:8. If temptations are rising from within you, flee sexual immorality. Whatever it may be, if you catch yourself looking, I've made a covenant with my eyes, find those verses that you can memorize and use them as weapons, because they are potent weapons. They are capable weapons, and they are powerful weapons. So that's one of the practical ways. We'll get into a little bit more later, but I want to move on to step three, because this is honestly another way to fight by God's power. And that is to tell someone. You need to get out and put this into the open, because when you are tempted, when you are lustful, where I was earlier today, I was in a place where I felt isolated. I felt like no one could see me. I felt like if I fell into sin, who would be hurt? Who would even know? I could keep that to myself and it would never even be a problem. Right? That is a real temptation on top of our lustful temptation. That is a lie that is so easy to believe. So you need to first and foremost make this as public as you can. As soon as I thought that, I picked my phone up and I texted one of my most trusted brothers. And honestly, I should have texted everyone. I should have texted everyone that I knew that knows my battle. I should have said, hey, I'm really struggling right now. I could use some prayer. I could use you in this battle with me. Get it out into the open. Confess it. Say, be as specific as you can be. For me, I'd be like, hey, I was really struggling during church today. For whatever reason, I was super tempted. Can you be praying for me? Could we get on a call later? Get it out. Get it into the open. The most successful times that I've ever had in fighting temptation, when it's down in the nitty gritty, when we're in the heat of the battle, is when I've made a phone call to a brother in arms. When I've said, hey man, I'm really struggling. I need you here. I need you fighting with me. And every time, I'm so encouraged by that, first of all, because it reminds me that I'm not fighting this alone. It reminds me that I got an army with me. And there's nothing that's going to conquer my army, because these are my boys. So I got a little distracted there. But second of all, it takes away the lie, the most powerful lie that I believe, that I am in secret, that none of this is hurting anyone. No, when I get that into the open, I confess it and I take away the enemy's power. Because when the enemy tempts us with lust, when lust starts to grow within us, that foothold partially is kept that way because we keep it in darkness. When we keep sin in darkness, a foothold can grow for the enemy. That's straight out of the Bible. Don't let that happen. Get it out into the open. Tell someone ASAP. Don't be like, okay, if I get a little bit more tempted, if I cross another one of my boundaries, then I'll confess and tell someone. No, do it right now. If you're even tempted enough to be watching this, do it right now. Go and text them. I'm going to do the same thing. When I finish up recording this, I am going to text a few other brothers because that is so important to get it out into the open. Get it out into the open. Confess it. Even if you haven't gone all the way, even if you haven't sinned, even if you have crossed boundaries, don't wait until you fully fail. Don't do that. That's wrong. At any point, if you turn from your sin, at any point, even if you start slipping into failure, at any point, if you stop yourself, that is a win. That's a win. Celebrate that. Confess it to other people and then move forward from there. Don't continue into that rut. Don't continue into that sin. Don't let yourself go back to that lust. Confess it. Get out of the open. That's step three. Step four, get out. Change your cadence. Do something else. For me, I often see like temptation will come in weird ways, honestly. Like I'll just be kind of like sitting on the couch. Nothing's like necessarily tempting me. Like maybe I'm reading the news or something like that, but I feel super tempted. The wrong thing for me to do there is to keep scrolling through the news. That's not going to help me. That's going to keep me in this place. Lust, like I said, is a train. It wants to stay on the track. It wants to build steam. And whenever you stay where you are, whenever you stay in the temptation, that train, you letting it build steam. But you know how you derail it? You get up off the tracks and you do something else. For me today, what I need to do is go play basketball. There's this like rickety old basketball hoop right by my house. It's not even fun to shoot on it because the net is so busted up and you hit the rim and it shoots off into the woods. But that was a good thing for me to do. Get up. I ran over there to try and burn off some energy. And then I shot around for like 30 minutes. It was great. I got up. I got out. I changed my cadence. I didn't let the steam build on the lust train because that would have brought me to bad places. And you might have to do that several times. Like today, I was at church. That's a good thing to be doing, but you can still be tempted there. Change your cadence. Now, for me, I almost believed the lie that I should leave church. That's not what I needed to do. What I needed to do was focus on what was being presented in front of me, which is what I inevitably did. The scripture was up on the screen, which is awesome. And I just kept repeating it. I kept reading the scripture over and over and over again. I was reminding myself of the truth. I changed the cadence. I didn't let the droning sermon, honestly, distract me and lull me into temptation and lull me into lust and let that train steam build. I didn't do that. And then later today, I was watching college football. I love college football. It was awesome. But there were a couple clips where they would cut to a cheerleader or something like that, or the crowd, and I could feel lust burning within me. I needed to change my cadence. I needed to do something else. So I got up and I did something else. Go on a walk. Go do a puzzle. Play a game on your phone. Do maybe watch a show that you know isn't going to be tempting to you. Get out. Make plans. Call a friend. Hey, can we go do something? Can we go get dinner? If you're fighting temptation, go let yourself get some fast food. If it's going to get you out of the house and get you into different cadence and get you doing something else and get you thinking about something else, that's so worth it. Even if you're trying to like save money, that is good. Get out. Do something else. Change your cadence. And do it as many times as you need to do it. Like this isn't like a, you do one, step two, step three, step four, and then, oh, I'm done with this lust. It's totally gone and I won't have to deal with it again for another week or two. No, that's not how it works. You might have to reset this cycle 100 times. Today, I've done this cycle at least 10 times. And it's exhausting. Yeah, but this is why I say it's a fight. This is the battle. You're not going blow for blow with lust. You're going blow for blow with fleeing it. You're going blow for blow with your own desire to stay where you are, to stay long enough to let the lust train get up to full speed. That's not okay. We can't do that. The battle is in getting out of those rhythms. The battle is in distracting yourself and doing something else. The battle is in praying and telling other people. The battle is in changing your cadence. And then that leads to step five. Win today. This is the mindset change that we need to make. Your only goal for today is to win today. Just get through tonight. If you wake up tomorrow morning and you didn't fail, that's a victory. That is huge. That's your goal. And if you get there, celebrate that, man. That is huge. Tomorrow, if I get there, which I'm going to do everything in my power to get there, if I get there, I'm going to celebrate that, man. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll buy some like candy or something at work during lunch, something that I don't usually let myself do. Just anything to celebrate that and to be like, yes, that was a good thing. I'm proud of myself for doing that. But your goal is just to win today. That is the only thing you're focusing on. You're not trying to be like, don't let yourself get into the rut of thinking, oh man, what if it's like this for the next 4 days? Like how long am I able to fight this off? No, bull crap. Get that out of here. Just win today. Get through tonight. Wake up tomorrow morning and tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new battle. Tomorrow is a fresh start. Just win today. Those are the five steps. Breathe, pray, tell someone, get out, and win today. If you can do those five things when you are tempted and do them as many times as you need to do them, I promise you, you will set yourself up for success. But at the end of the day, I just want to say this. It comes down to a decision, brother. That's where I was today. I realized I was at an inflection point. This is I'm either going to fail today or I'm going to have victory today. And everything that I've been fighting for the last however long I've been free and pure and away from sexual sin, everything comes down to today. Everything comes down to what decision am I going to make today? And this is where I want to emphasize this again. All it takes is one good decision. If you've been making bad decisions today, bro, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, but it's okay. Because if you haven't failed yet, then you still have the opportunity to make one good decision. I want to read a verse for you here. It says, it's 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. This is where I was today. I realized that the temptations, when they felt too strong, they were the ones that I was letting in, the ones that I was trying to honestly force onto my own heart to justify going and sinning. God's not going to let you be tempted more than you can bear. You can always have victory. You will never get to a point where it's so overwhelming that your only option is to fail. That's not going to happen. And if you believe that, that's a lie. That is just another excuse that you're using to justify falling into sin. God will never tempt you. Well, he'll never let you be tempted. Sorry. God won't tempt you, but he won't let you be tempted more than you can bear. And you are not alone. That's the other part of this verse that is so important. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. Bro, we're in this together. And I got to tell you, man, if you stop fighting and if you fall into it, it makes my battle harder. And if you stop fighting and if I stop fighting, it makes another brother's battle harder. This is the fight club. We are in this together. We are standing arms linked in the battle, in the trenches, going to war. And if you are in a real war and the dude next to you doesn't do his job and falls back and runs away, do you know how much harder that makes everyone who stays job? Do you know how much harder that makes winning for everyone else? But we got to win because our brothers depend on it. That's why we fight together. Because when we fight together, we can have victory. But if we fight alone, it's never going to work. So fight, because the temptations that you face are no different from what others experience. We're all in this together. And past that, the wave is going to pass. Dude, all of this temptation, this is what I've realized today, is it comes and goes in waves. It's like, whoa, I'm really tempted. Holy crap. That's weighing on me. I think I might fail. And then I'll remind myself a little scripture. I'll focus on other things. I'll do these five steps. I'll get out. I'll do something else. And all of a sudden I'm good. And there will be moments today where literally I was good. Like I was like, I'm back. We're good. I'm not tempted anymore at all. Like I'm fine. Let's have some victory. And then a tempting thought would come. And if I would deal with it right then and there and I would speak truth to it, then it would go away. And it was so much easier to fight it that way. But then another wave would come later that I would let come and I would let it overwhelm me. I'd be like, oh man, am I going to fail today? Am I going to fail? Jeez, what's going on here? And then you wait another 10 minutes and it's gone and the wave goes away. These temptations come in that way. It's cyclical. It's not like a building and building and building and building and building and then you fail. No, it's building and building and building and building. And if you can fight, and then it'll go away and you'll be back to normal. You'll be back to baseline. You'll be back to feeling peace and victory and you don't have to worry about it anymore. But if you start making bad decisions when you let it build or if you let it keep building by not getting out and do something else, then you get to a point where you can believe the lie. It's much easier. But don't believe the lie that it's only going to get worse. No, if you're at a point of temptation where it feels like, man, I might fail, that's peak. God's not going to let you be tempted more than you can handle. Anything past that is what you are allowing. That is then when your flesh wants it. That's when you are allowing yourself to want it. You're saying, ooh, yeah, I do want that actually. And you start reaching for it. Don't do that. You're guaranteed to fail that way. But I want to end with this. I want to remind myself and you of the three rules. First one, no secrets. This, like I said, confess to someone, get it out. Secrets, lies of omission are the same as normal lies. Hiding something from other people is the same thing as lying to someone about it. This battle, we cannot have any secrets from each other. We have to be open and honest 100% of the time about everything. So right now, this is your wake-up call. This is your sign from God. Go and confess. Whatever you've done today, whatever temptation you felt today, whatever has happened, just confess it right now. Right now. Let that be the end of it. Confess it. Get it out into the open. Get it all out into the open. Because no secrets. That's rule one. Rule two, no compromise. Look, you're going to be hit with lies. You're going to be hit with these feelings of like, okay, well, maybe I can do this. Maybe I'll draw the line here. Like, okay, maybe I'll let myself look at that and then that's okay. I won't do anything worse. Bro, you know how that goes. You let yourself do that and then that and that. And then all of a sudden you've slipped in. It's the slippery slope idea. You know, like how close to the edge can you get before you slide in? Bro, don't let yourself go anywhere near the edge. Don't compromise. Don't say, okay, I've had a tough day. Yeah, maybe I can look at this or maybe I can do this or maybe I can allow that and maybe I can cross that boundary. No, you can't. No compromise. No compromise. Do not let yourself give an inch because if you give your flesh an inch, it's going to take a mile and it's going to take you right into lust. It's going to pull you all the way down to the pit. Don't do that. No compromise. And rule three, no excuses. Bro, you are going to be hit with so many lies today. I've been hit with so many lies today and I've believed a lot of them. But those are all excuses. Those are all lies that try and convince us that it is okay to sin, that it is okay to let ourselves fall into this tonight. It is okay to make compromises. We don't make excuses. No. Any lie that comes in, it's like, oh, no, it's not that bad, right? Come on. Who's going to see it? It's not that big of a deal. Oh, you deserve it. No, you've had a tough day. No, come on. No, this isn't bad at all. But, if, you know, maybe even the Bible's not true. Maybe you even get temptations like that or lies that come in like that that'll try and make it seem okay. Make it seem like you can fail. Oh, but my other brother failed. That it's like I earned this. It's okay. It's a one for one. It's a trade. No excuses. There is no valid reason for you to fail. Hear that. I'm going to say it again. There is never a single valid reason for you to fail. There will never, ever, ever be one. No matter what happens to you in your life, no matter how bad of a day you have, no matter how convinced you are of a certain lie, none of it will ever be a valid excuse. There is never an excuse for falling into sin. If you do fall into sin, it's because you allowed yourself to make excuses. You allowed yourself to not carry that weight. You allowed yourself to not fight. Don't do that. No excuses. And I want to end with this. Ephesians 5:3 says this, "Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people." Look, we're called higher. It's that simple. We're called to fight. And today is game day. Today is the day to battle. I'm sorry if it's inconvenient for you to fight today, but this is the day that the Lord has made, and this is the day that you got to fight. You got to just get in the trenches. Call your brothers in and just go to war. Do whatever you have to do today to have victory. This sin is unacceptable. God calls us higher. Let there be no, zero, not a hint of sexual immorality. None. Because such sins have no place among God's holy people. Look, we are God's people. We are called higher, and it's about time we start living like it. So today, brother, hear me. I am fighting too. We are in this together. Have victory. I'm fighting for it. You're fighting for it. Let's just go and get it. Let's just go and fight. Let's just go and win. Why not today? Why not have victory today? What's the point of kicking it down the road? What's the point of convincing ourselves that we can't fail today because, yeah, we'll have success later? No. I guarantee you, how many times I've felt this where after I've failed, the thing that hurt me the most is realizing how long it's going to be before I have another opportunity to prove that I'm ready to fight. Because as soon as I fail, okay, well, that's it. Maybe I'll get into a binge, maybe not. But either way, I'm going to feel this weight of I didn't live up to the challenge. I didn't rise to the occasion. I didn't fight. And I want that opportunity back. I want the opportunity to fight back. I want the chance to prove that I actually want to be different this time, that I am a new creation, that I want to pursue God, that I love Him more than I love my sin, more than I love myself. I want that opportunity back. Well, bro, you have that today. This is your opportunity. Prove it. Go to work. Go to war. Let's fight. Let's fight today. Let's win today. There is no better day to start than today. There is no better day for victory than today. God is standing there waiting to give you His power, to give you everything you need to fight. All you got to do is make the decision that you're going to fight today. And I am. I'm here to fight. I'm here for the long run. I'm here to go to war. I don't care what it takes today. I don't care what the cost is. I don't care what the weight I have to bear is. I'm going to war today. I'm going to fight. And I'm going to get to tomorrow. That's my only goal. I'm going to get to tomorrow. And when I wake up tomorrow in victory, I'm going to celebrate that. And I'm going to feel awesome. And it's going to help me to win tomorrow. And then the next day. And then the next day. Bro, the rest of your journey can start today. If you can have victory today, then you can have victory every day. And after you have victory one day, I can't tell you how many times you'll be tempted. Temptations will come. You're like, oh man, I know this feeling well. But at the same time, like, wait a second. No, I can overcome this. This doesn't have power over me anymore. No, I know how to have victory. I know if I do these five steps every single time temptation comes, I know that if I fight hard today, that I can have victory every time the temptation comes from now on. This will be a memory of, oh man, victory is possible. And you'll start to believe, bro, you can have victory. And when you get a taste of it, when you get it once, man, oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. And then you start to believe that you can have it again and again and again, and you can. So fight today. Let's fight today, because this is Fight Club. So I thank you so much for watching. I thank you for being here. Genuinely, it's awesome that you're here. This is a step in the right direction, bro. But settle in and fight. Do these five steps. Breathe, pray, tell someone, get out, and win today. Get into those. Practically do those. Remember those three rules: no secrets, no compromise, no excuses, and just fight. It's that simple. One good decision, man, is all it takes. Just make one good decision, and then make one more, and then make one more, and just fight. Hey, bro, thank you so much for listening. And for more information on your battle with lust, please go to pursuegod.org/fightclub. And most importantly, join in on the movement by starting your own fight club today.